a place that you go to help you find that music that takes you places. The songs that make you feel again, make your mind open to creative thoughts, the things that make life worth living. Listen, enjoy. Find something that touches you and move forward. Buy some music. Make some music, be part of the fun. Join us on an adventure into the magical musical tour. Low Standards and Pours, Wednesday, April 14th, 8:07, broadcasting from just outside of Detroit, Rock City, one of the best cities in the world. Hope everybody's doing all right. It's a beautiful Wednesday. Hope everybody is safe from COVID or anything related to COVID. Waiting to see what's going on with our buddy Bill. You guys can kick back, enjoy some music. Of course, it's the Six and Sevens. It's Bill's brother's old band. It's called Go All Night. There's the Carp. See if he can dial in. Carp has entered.
I know how to make things work, man.
It's another unguarded moment.
Here in the crazy hands. You know? We could go all night. You got
so
that
you got?
Red dress on.
Yeah?
Fits you so right.
You know, I gotta say something.
Say it. Say it, brother. Say it.
There is just not enough good quality snacks out there.
Okay, then. I'll buy that for a dollar.
You know what it's time to do?
Yeah, well.
It's time to...
Did you do the intro part, though?
Yeah, you didn't hear it?
No, I apparently I wasn't ready. How did it sound?
Good
fade out.
Oh, thank you.
Great fade out. That was awesome. It's my favorite thing ever. My favorite thing ever. So, since you faded that out, I wanted to bring in, just to kind of give a little taste of what's going to be happening tonight and the silliness that will ensue. Actually, as soon as this is done playing, I got to throw this little snippet at you there, Eric.
Diddly.
But as soon as this is done playing, we'll have to go through the disclaimer.
Right.
Because, you know, we want to make sure that everybody knows that we're allowed to do stupid, crazy stuff. But let's try this first. It's going to get weird. We're going to get crazy. We're going to talk music. It's going to be fun. Probably the best ending to any classical music song ever. Here.
Huh. What's and that from?
That's Monty Python and the Flying Circus.
Oh.
Yes. Must I teach you everything?
It did have that Monty Python sound to it, but I just wasn't.
It had that feel, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So this is from the law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Please listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. And that is the disclaimer from the law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Welcome to the show. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, both of you.
All of us.
Well, just actually, it's just me and you. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's the fun of it. It's me and you talking, and it's eventually somebody's going to listen and go, hey, those guys sound like they're having fun. And, you know, are they funny? No, not really.
Not really.
Are they good enough to have their own show? No way, man. Are you going to giggle a bit? Maybe hear something musical? Stick around? Maybe at least one of those things could happen. We'll see.
We're going to be number one pretty soon. In our own category.
Really. What, in the category of...
I don't know. Cheap podcast.
You're killing me. So I just had this thought as I was driving home from work today. If you were to have your own fragrance line, what would you call it and what would it smell like?
Oh, God. Sweaty butt, probably.
Well,
No, gross. Seriously, that's pretty gross. My own fragrance.
Well,
fragrance
while you think about it, the one I came up with for me would be the name of the fragrance line would be Two Bit Hotel, and it would be hyphenated, the number two hyphen bit, and then hotel underneath, and it would be on a cool, like little airplane bottles.
Yeah.
You know?
Enough.
Yeah, and it would smell like wet, moldy towels.
Oh, that's great. I think I might take sweaty butt on that.
Yeah, you could go with sweaty butt.
Wet, now, moldy towels.
Would you call it sweaty butt?
I just might. You know, I don't know. You kind of caught me off guard there.
And I love catching off guard, make you think.
Yeah, God, my own fragrance line.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gosh, I don't know.
Pile of silliness.
Low standards and stinky pores.
Oh,
I
like it.
I don't know. I'd have to give that one a thought. That's a little tough because I'd want to be successful, you know.
Well, right, and that's why you wouldn't name it Two Bit Hotel and make it smell like wet, moldy towels.
No,
because people would buy that once and go, "How far can I throw this?"
Yeah. Yeah, you caught me off guard.
Yeah, excellent. So are we gonna talk some music today after we catch up with ourselves?
What is that? Is that you got a parrot back there?
Yeah, it's a stupid dog. Everybody's home today. So we had the renaming thing for Buddy yesterday. For my non-binary youngest child, decided to change their name to Buddy for good. And so we had the Zoom meeting. My wife and I took the day off of work, and we basically made a semi almost birthday out of it. Like, you know, they're a new person, even though it's the same person.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but
that's right.
I kind of caught part of it. And so somebody went through an actual legal name change?
Yes.
Okay.
My youngest.
Gotcha.
And it was just really nice. And funny thing, the judge was actually cousins to one of the guys I grew up with in grade school and high school.
Really?
Yeah, so it was just kind of funny.
Now, is it too personal to ask the basis of this, or just...
No. My non-binary son decided that he wanted to change his name, and we're like, you're 18. You're a good kid. Getting good grades. Why does it matter to me what you're comfortable calling yourself? So,
yeah.
Name change, good stuff. Happy day. It was just a good, fun thing. And both of my daughters came in from college to kind of celebrate. We had a nice lunch together, and everybody took naps. We were silly, and we had a nice big dinner together. It was good.
I got you. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, you know, life is weird and crazy and strange. And if you don't embrace the weird, crazy, strange, then you're either, number one, going to be bored, or you're going to be pissed off at life. Just deal with the strange. Just roll with it. You know what I mean?
I got you.
I don't, half the stuff that happens around here, I don't necessarily understand completely. I just roll with it because, you know something, the kids are happy, they're smart, what more do I want from life? They're going to be productive members of society. However they decide to identify themselves, I don't give a crap.
Okay.
As long as they're happy and
fair enough.
Stuff. Yeah.
I agree.
So anyway, that's my thing. That's I'm off my soapbox now.
I'm still trying to pick my band for this evening, and I can't remember if I've talked about this band, but...
Just don't do Husker Du again.
No, that was too soon. I'll do that next week.
You've done Husker Du like three times already.
No, I only did it once.
Twice. Three times a lady. Oh, sorry. I have to get you a cough button.
I know I'm not quick enough. Well, it like rifles out of my throat. I can't stop it.
Well, yeah, it's because, you know, you're... How is the flu stuff thing deal?
Well, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. Start there.
Okay.
So it's okay. It's gotten a lot better. I still have some, stuff loosening and getting out of my throat. I can't think of any other creative way to say it, but yeah, stuff is still exiting my throat, or lungs, I should say, lung area, esophagus area, whatever. I don't know.
Right.
So I think my lungs are just kind of clearing themselves out. I hope this is the tail end of it.
Right.
It's been easily over 3 months, but, other than that, I'm kind of trying to get my strength back. You know, I'm tired, right. Like, you know, and it's a lot easier to I mean, it was just 2 weeks ago.
Down the stairs okay now?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I was pretty winded, but in this last couple of weeks, a lot of clearing has gone on. And like I said, I think it's the tail end of it. I think it was my body saying, okay, you're getting better. Let's get the stuff out of here. And so that's what has been going on. Now I can walk up the flight of stairs like I used to and huff and puff normal.
Right.
You know, so, but yeah, all said and done, it's a lot better. Thank you for asking.
Right. Well, good. You know, I must tell you this, though.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily. You better listen to him, Flounder. He's in pre-med.
That was a little loud, wasn't it?
A little bit, but I got it.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Anyway. I don't remember.
Animal House.
Oh, is that from Animal House?
Yeah, it's from
Animal House. I recognize John Belushi. I didn't recognize... I know I could see his face, but I don't know his name.
You better listen that was to him, Flounder. He's in pre-med.
He was the guy that drug in the...
The horse?
The horse, yeah.
Yeah. That is just a silly, wild-ass movie.
It was. Is. Still is.
Well, yeah, it still is a wild-ass movie. It's just a lot older than we thought it was.
Yeah. This band that I want to kind of call it promote, I saw him in concert. Yeah, I don't really know a lot about him. I think I say that for most of the ones. I try to pick the obscure ones.
Are we researched? Do we care?
Yeah, so this one's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. This one's probably, they've probably got 20 albums out.
Holy criminy.
Yeah.
Not Guns N' Roses.
No Buns and Noses. First one came out in 95, last one 2019.
Oh, wow. So this
more,
is current? Good stuff.
Yeah, more of a experimental type band.
Okay.
A little bit of a sound of their own.
Okay.
You probably have not heard of them.
Okay.
I've talked about them before.
Okay.
And I feel so bad. Because I'm not sure exactly what it relates to. I don't know the story behind it.
Okay.
I'm sure it's kind of what the title describes, but I don't know. I don't remember exactly where it was at. If it was Midwest or East Coast or
right.
Yeah, let me see. Kind of originated in San Francisco. This band.
Okay.
And you probably don't know who the hell I'm talking about.
Uh-uh.
Let me, this is going to do us no good. After you get done pouring your cocktail.
Oh, you like that?
I can hear it.
All right.
I'll give you one. I know some of these, but some of these got a lot more views than others, and I don't know them by name. Because I haven't been through all their albums. I've heard a lot from them, but I just don't know the songs very well.
Well, while you're sifting through that, I'm going to tell you that I'm sipping on a Michelob Amber Bock.
Sounds awfully tasty.
It is. It is like it's a dark brown beer. It's not a stout, and it's not a lager, but it's somewhere in between, and it's yummy.
I am just drinking a customary Guinness.
Oh, it's a...
Yeah, I've got a Modelo back in there.
It's always delicious.
Handful of Guinnesses lined up, ready to go.
It would be nice if we could get some beer company to sponsor us.
Yeah, maybe it might
be
Guinness.
I would really be thoroughly pleased with that. I'd be loving it if it were some Guinness.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
It would be wonderful.
I know my Irish accent blends into Spanish Mexican a little bit.
Your Irish accent blows. It's horrible.
The name of the band.
A little bit like the little guy with the leprechaun.
Here, you want me to text it over to you?
Am I going to be looking for it? Yeah.
No,
you want
text
me to find
it to you now,
so we can make it.
And then this way, I don't have.
Then you don't have to screw off the what you call it thing with the deal with the bobbins and the stuff.
Husker Donners.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up a new thing right now while you're texting me. Well, this will be fun. I get to be like the sound man, and you get to be the other man.
Yeah, I was trying to find. Here it comes. Oh, okay, I think I emailed it to you. Shoot.
Oh, and I just closed out my email.
Woo! Hold on.
Okay.
Oh.
It's.
Wait, I got it right here.
Jack Black.
Not and tonight.
It's which, what is Jack Black's band?
I don't know.
See, that's what I get for asking a question while you're trying to think about doing something else.
No, I just screenshot my phone. There you go.
Well, that's not going to help me.
I texted it, the screenshot.
All right, well, let's see if I can figure it out.
And I have no idea what the song, I go ahead.
Well, my,
shoot. You got to put,
Brian.
You're not supposed to say it out loud.
Well, like everybody else is going to go like, who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. The Brian Jonestown Massacre Band, Straight Up and Down.
Straight Up
and Down. I'm not sure what song this is either.
There's a song Straight Up and Down.
Yeah.
You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Well, we can hear that. Oh, I dig it already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of that 60s kind of psychedelic funky.
I love the squelchings on the guitar.
Yeah.
Moving his fingers, you can hear him squeal.
Yeah.
So there's something to this.
We went and saw these guys.
You and did?
Yeah, one of the guy that, I forgot his name, Anton something, Newcomb.
Okay.
He's one of those guys that they would start playing, get through like 30 seconds of the song and be like, wait, shut it down. You know, you'd be like, you know, you'd be yelling over at the, you know, the lead guitarist, play it more on C or, you know, or play this or pick up a tempo, or he's always like adjusting everybody. All right, let's go. And then they start playing and then you start hearing like something like this.
Right.
And he'd be like, wait, and he'll shut it back down again and be like, you know, whatever, do this. And then
that would be annoying live, but
yeah. And then he plays through the whole song, but he did that like 4 or 5 times. I'm just like, what's just play the damn song, you know?
Right. Make some mistakes. I mean, that's one of the things my brother's band, he's always explained to me, is like, you know, if you're making a mistake, you just play through it.
Right.
You play right through it and catch it right back up. You gotta just roll through it.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of notes off here and there isn't going to make that big a deal. Get yourself back on track. But yeah, I'm digging this. This is Brian Jonestown Massacre. The Brian Jonestown Massacre. And the song is Straight Up and Down. This is, I mean.
Isn't it kind of groovy?
I haven't heard any of the words, but I'm digging the music.
I don't think there are any on this one.
No, he's singing.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah. I mean, this has got something to it. Is the whole album like this?
A lot of what he plays is like this.
Oh, I'm digging it.
Yeah.
How about this song, Fingertips?
Give it a shot.
Might as well.
I just know the band, and I'll pull them up and I'll listen to them, yeah. But I'm usually not looking at what song it is or what album it's on. You know,
you just let it play.
I just kind of started getting to these guys the last 2 or 3 years, just playing them more, and haven't sat down to really dig into them.
That first song. I mean, that just leaped out and grabbed me.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I want us to do, is find that band that doesn't really get the airplay as much. And
yeah, I don't think,
you know, and talk to people about them. This is right. Fingertips by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Is this Chicky singing? That's a Chicky singing. That's even a bonus for me. I love me a good Chicky singing.
Oh, yeah. So play that one for a little bit and then play.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm digging this. It's got something to it.
Oh, God. You know.
It's got a little. It reminds me of somebody, and I can't think of who it is. A little bit of the. It'll come to me later. After the show, I'm going to go, she sounds like such and such.
Right, right.
I can't think of what it is. And do we have anybody join us to actually say, hey, take a look? No. Hey. That caller, El Carpe, is live. Oh, wait, that's me. No, I'm digging this. This is good stuff.
There's another one that I think you'll really like. This is what I heard when I first started getting into them. This is the one that caught my ear and caught my attention.
Methadrone?
No, I can't pronounce it. I can if I practice. I think it's.
I had to fade that out.
A N E M O N E.
Anemone.
Anemone. Yeah. Anemone. I get a little.
Like a sea anemone. Anemone. Anemone.
Yeah. Anemone.
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 God, we should not be allowed to sing ever.
No,
in public.
I don't, that wasn't
for
singing.
Any reason. No, even humming, bad.
Yeah, that was bad. As
people
far as
will
humming
like
goes.
Scream. Unless we wanted to see people running screaming from us.
Yeah, like I can hear this like in a movie.
Yeah. Like background with the
yeah.
car speeding down the long highway.
Yeah. Weren't we talking about this? Like an old Lincoln?
Yeah.
Or was it another
it was
song?
A different show, a different time, a different song. Life, different song. But there's some songs that are just driving songs, and this is 80 miles an hour down an old country road. With nobody on the road at like 6:30 in the evening as the sun is just starting to come down and a
is
nice
this song
fall
sexy
afternoon.
Though?
Yeah, is the guy singing or the chickie singing?
It's a chick. She's not part it's of the band. Chick. It's just a cameo.
It's a little cameo. So this is the Brian Jonestown Massacre. The song is Anemone.
Anemone.
Anemone. I'm sorry. It just comes out of me. It's horrible. I like this.
Yeah.
I've already written
I thought you
them
would.
Down. Yeah, I've already written them down. And here, you know, I'm pulling out a classic for tonight. But
oh.
I think Sunday I'm going to have to pull out something really good. Just to
I've been digging
you.
Deep. I've been digging deep.
This is a good pull. This is definitely a good pull. And Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a Jonestown Massacre. I don't know anything about it, though.
There was a Jonestown Massacre. You know the whole thing about drink
Midwest
the Kool-Aid?
Or East Coast or.
You heard the whole thing about the drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. That's
is it a
the
poison?
Jonestown, yeah, the Jonestown Massacre, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
You know the religious nut.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Those people to drink poison Kool-Aid.
Yeah, exactly.
So that they could all go and join the Hail Bob Comet. That might not have been Jonestown. There's so many of those religious nutbags out there. But this is music. I'm digging this. And it's not really psychedelic, but it's a mood-altering something or another.
It's got like a little bit of a funk, a little bit of a jazz, a little bit of psychedelic in there.
It's definitely got a unique something.
Maybe, are you thinking of the Velvet Underground?
No.
No?
I'm thinking of like a early 90s, not Stone Roses. The other one I told you thought it was. And if I had my email up.
I was starting to think of like Everybody Wants to Be Adored. Or Adored, or what's that song? I want to be adored.
Yeah, that band. Who did that?
Stone Roses.
Is that Stone Roses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can taste a little Stone Roses in here, but the Dandy Warhols.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's got a little bit of Dandy Warhols feel to it, but this is much more psychedelic than Dandy Warhols, a little slower.
Yeah.
But there's a certain rhythm to it that says, it just reminds me of them. But no, this is beautiful. This is a great pull.
Yeah, related articles. Discography, band members, dig, the Dandy Warhols, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, the Dilettantes, the Outcrowd, Dilettantes, right? No, we had the next wrong on that. The Outcrowd, Love Tones, Dead Skeletons, Spindrift, Dead Meadow, and then the Warlocks.
And that's who they're saying their influences were?
I think so. Yeah.
This is delicious.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Anybody who joins in this show live in a little while after this, your section is over, I'm going to tell them to go back and listen to the show, because seriously, I'm going to be listening to this crap all day tomorrow. You said they got how many albums?
Like 20, like, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. Yeah, about 24, I think, it looks like.
Holy Hannah.
They have one, My Bloody Underground. Where'd it go? Who Killed Sergeant Pepper?
Are these guys, are they touring?
Because
I would see these guys in a heartbeat.
Yeah, me and Fuckball saw them like 2 years ago. Let me see, I'll look them up while you're doing your
thing. Yeah, no, I mean, that's just.
And they played at the Ferndale joint that we always see concerts at.
Really?
Yeah, you know, just the small stage where you stand up in the bar in the back, Majestic. That's where they were at. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm gonna
Fuckballs was trying to hook up on somebody. I was trying to.
Methadrone. That's an album.
Is
there a song, Methadrone? Oh, here. Let's see what. They got a song called Wasted. Let's see what happens after the commercial. This is the stuff that I'm looking for. Because, you know me, I love my tunes.
Yeah.
And once I get hooked onto somebody, I'm in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought you would appreciate these guys.
Yeah. This is Brian Jonestown Massacre. This song coming up here is called Wasted. And it's on the album Methadrone. And I'm guessing it has something to do with getting wasted. Yeah, this reminds me of another band. Actually, I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna write it down because I think I'm gonna pull them out for Sunday. I'll do two. This band and this is for Sunday.
Yeah, they don't have any upcoming tour dates. Looks like YouTube though, a full live concert.
Oh, that'd be cool. This is interesting.
Oh, wait, you know what?
This is definitely fascinating. Oh, I'm holding on.
God, you know what it sounds like from here? Sounds like a Radiohead a little bit.
Mm.
Kind of. Doesn't it? Like when Radiohead...
The vocals touched it a little bit, man.
Yeah.
They touch it just a bit. But yeah, no, this is... And, you know, this one, I don't know when this album came out.
Which one is it?
Methadrone.
First one, 95.
Okay. And I was just going to say, because it sounds a little raw. I can tell by the way the drum beats are.
Yeah.
And there's a certain, I don't want to say grunge to it, because that's not the word I'm looking for, because it's not grunge music necessarily, but it's got a certain
it's
rawness to it.
It's got that raw guitar.
Yeah, like they're still doing tour dates in a little bars.
Yeah.
You know?
Almost complimentary to the grunge.
Yeah.
You know,
but no, listen for the drums here. I'm guessing it's going to come up again on the roundabout. the way that the, there's a certain tone to this drum that is, it tells me it's like early, like still raw. At least it was in the first minute and a half. But no, I'm digging this. This is,
I thought you would.
This is a good pull.
I thought you would.
Right there. That drum beat. Doesn't that sound raw, like you're at the bar?
Yeah.
It's like he's slapping it. There's something.
It does have a little bit of a grungy sound to it.
Yeah, but you know, I've spent a lot of time listening to a lot of local bands and bars.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I know that drum beat sound. No, this is great. I'm going to fade this out.
That's Brian Jonestown Massacre.
I am going to pour myself one more Guinness. I'll be right back. I got you on my speaker, my computer speakers.
So yeah, don't do that.
I can hear you.
Yeah, don't do that. Because I'm going to echo.
Hold on. I'm done in a second.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So I'm going to form an echo. I hear an echo. There's a song. I hear an echo. Well, let's see if I can do that without sounding horrible with the audio. The law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf have asked me to reestablish the disclaimer. Excuse me, but fair use is going to be imparted for the show. We're going to play clips, we're going to comment on those clips, and then we're going to ask you to go buy that music, not from us, but from the artists. We're also going to ask you to support your local artists. Go into a local bar, when we're allowed to, find the place where they have Friday night, Saturday night, Tuesday night music, and go buy a couple of drinks and listen to some rock and roll, or whatever blows your skirt up. So, that is from the law offices, Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. They say, go buy local music.
Yes. Support your...
Are you back? Are you plugged, your you local plugged band. In correctly now?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you say so. So that's that. That seriously, that's a good pull. What was I saying before you so rudely interrupted me?
I don't know.
Because
we were talking about.
There was another. All right, go back 45 seconds, Bill, when you listen to this later, and listen to that lyric that you spit out that Eric didn't catch, and find that band, and that's going to be the second band for Sunday night. Because I'll probably listen to this tomorrow or Friday or something like that at work. But that'll remind me, and I'll go, oh, yeah, that's the band. And then I'll make sure, because I got two really good pulls, I think, for Sunday. That should be a lot of fun.
Cool. I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah. So now I'm a little disappointed in myself, because I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to throw this one together, because this is a band I've wanted to talk about for a long time. And you're going to go, dude, really? You couldn't find something more... But this is a band, early 80s.
Now we compliment each other.
Yeah, we're totally going in two different directions here. So you really, that was a good pull, a little grungy, a little garagey, little just funky 60s psychedelic, not quite, but that was a good pull. There's some really good sound to that stuff. It's full-sounding music. And that was more recent.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to throw back to the early 80s. Again, another band that really got me into progressive rock. Back then, that's what it was called. Or what was it? It was progressive, and then it was... It wasn't alternative. Punk. It was after. There.
Punk
alternative.
Punk
was before. It was like punk, then became alternative. Then it was punk, then it was... progressive, then it became alternative,
yeah,
and then alternative started to include a lot more stuff like what we were just listening to.
It was kind of like your garage bands, almost like non-radio. Yeah. You know,
right? Well, then that became independent, right? Indie. you know, but this was a band that really, you know, they came out late 70s, early 80s. English, Scottish, that kind of band. But they really started to hit in 82 with their first album. Well, it's not even their first album. It's like their third album, actually. But this is the one that really got them something. And this is the one that, this is the song that I heard on the radio. WLBS 102.7 in Detroit when it was WLBS.
That might even drop.
Yeah, something. But this was the song that got me into this band, and I'm like, this is awesome. And you're not probably not going to recognize this.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? You can hear it. You know the song. Heard the song.
Yeah. They're on The Breakfast Club too.
Correct. But this was in 1982 before they really hit it with the 1986 with The Breakfast Club soundtrack. This one just, this was the song that I heard, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then their second one, where is that? I'm going to play this one. I'm going to fade the other one out. Remember this? Does this sound familiar? Promised You a Miracle. And this is on the same album, New Gold Dream, 81, 82, 83, 84. By Simple Minds.
Simple Minds, yes.
Yes. Oh, and, you know, God. Yeah, they got the big fame with The Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
they had two albums before Alive and Kicking, which is what has Don't You Forget About Me on it.
Right.
I own, like, they got two albums before this one we're listening to right now, which I bought after I really fell in love with the band, just because I wanted to complete the catalog. So I bought those two, and then I bought, well, pretty much everything Simple Minds put out, I own. I just love it. There's just something to this music.
They've never gotten old to me.
It's a full sound. You know, it just fills up my ears.
It's kind of his... He's got that husky voice that never gets annoying.
Jim Kerr.
Jim Kerr never gets annoying. You know, Michael Stipe's voice can get annoying after a while. But he's got
good. But at a certain point, you go, yeah. So that was from their first album. I'm going to fade this out. the first album I wanted to talk about. New Gold Dream, 81, 82, 83, or 4. But the album I really like is this one here with this song is Sea Moon, Cry Like a Baby.
Mm.
And this is from Sparkle in the Rain. And this is when this one came out in 84. And I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm like, this is freaking awesome. And I'm really getting into the music. And this song comes out, and I'm like, oh yeah. And again, they play this on the radio.
Oh.
And there's nothing complex about it, but it fills your head. It fills the ears with music.
You want to introduce our guest?
I do want to introduce our guest. So, first things first, I want to tell Doss?
What's up, Doss?
We've been listening to, Eric pulled a great pull. Right now we're listening to Simple Minds. This is from Sparkle in the Rain, Sea Moon, Cry Like a Baby. And I was just telling us some stories about when I was a young punk in high school, when this album came out, it was how great it was. But Eric pulled out a huge, good pull that you missed. Anybody listening, coming in live, is going to have to go back to this and listen to the Brian Jonestown Massacre, because holy crap, was that a good pull. But yeah. I do want to tell you, Eric, about our friend Doss.
Yeah.
Simply adorable, good friend of the show, excellent genetics, super smart, and has great taste in podcasts.
lives good in leather and does not have a family with a bakery and receivership.
That's correct. Thanks for adding on, making it uncomfortable.
I still kind of.
No, no.
I think you can be pretty comical if you just keep changing it up. Yeah, a little more obscure, you know. We own a tropical plant store in Alaska. You know, something like that.
Sure. We'll deal with that next time. Maybe. You can feel free to add. So this is Sea Moon Cry Like a Baby, Sparkle in the Rain by Simple Minds. Great stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fade this one out. Then this one came. You know this song. Up on the Catwalk.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And but again, it's just like there's this pushing, rocking, just.
I've never gotten tired of these guys.
Yeah, it's not like Rolling Stones and the Beatles rock and roll type stuff. This is.
No, but it's good quality. These guys have great sound.
They got keyboards, drums, guitar, and bass, and a lead singer not playing an instrument. But it's. That keyboard in this one, especially, is really good. You hear that?
They remind me of Depeche Mode a little bit.
What's that?
Don't they remind you of Depeche Mode a little bit?
No, I think
Depeche Mode's got.
Depeche Mode's got a completely different sound.
I think so.
And sort of a completely different attitude, but still great music.
I'm saying they could be brothers and sisters. It's not like it's, you know, Tom Waits and Ministry. Not that different, you know.
Well, that would be an interesting show.
Yeah.
Ministry opening up for Tom Waits.
Right, exactly.
Either way, that would be an interesting show. This is Waterfront by Simple Minds. This is the other one. This album has like 10 songs on it, and they're all good.
I remember this one.
Yeah, and there's only like, you know, four that got on the radio, but that was the thing. Back in the day, you would get an album out, and if you could get three or four of your songs, four hits that would be played on the radio, you're selling records, baby. Just selling records. And of course, you know, that's moving up to the waterfront.
Moving up to the waterfront.
Right, and then of course, there's this one, which you know. No, and this is the one from Alive and Kicking. This is from Once Upon a Time, the album. Well, I don't know if this one was in a movie or not.
Because
this...
I bet you it was.
It might have been. But this is one of those that, you know, again, like Don't You Forget About Me.
It was an
anthem or a ballad or something.
Was it in Pretty in Pink? No.
Alive and Kicking?
Breakfast Club.
I don't know. This was not in Breakfast Club, I don't think. Because I only thought the one song was in Breakfast Club. That's another one I got to pull up for you. All right, so I have already chosen.
Forget about me. It's the last song. Is what's his face is walking off the
that's
football.
Don't You Forget About Me. That's not this song.
Oh, what's this one?
This is Alive
and
Kicking.
Oh yeah, sorry.
You know, Stay Until Your Love Ends. Alive and Kicking. But yeah, this is just. This is anthem music. This is their their third big album. This is from Once Upon a Time. The one that has Don't You Forget About Me on it, which is the one where you just fade that out. See, this is the one. Everybody knows this song. You know, you can name that in three notes.
Right.
Right.
I didn't know these guys were Scottish.
Yeah. Don't you? But anyways, that was my band for the night. Simple Minds.
Good pick.
We just scrolled through three of their best albums. New Gold Dream, 81, 82, 83, 84. And then Sparkle in the Rain. That was from 1984. and then this one with Alive and Kicking on it. And that was, I think, 85 or 86. These guys were cranking out albums like every year, if not every other year.
Yeah, I'm looking at
that. That was a thing in the 80s. These guys were just spitting out music left and right.
Great drums, for sure.
Great keyboards. Great. I'm going to fade
that Simple out. Minds. It was The Fix. It was Loverboy. It was all that.
Loverboy.
Yeah. Man. You know something about Loverboy?
You know, I've been working for the weekend for a long time.
Working for the weekend.
What was the other singles. One? Working for the weekend and then Turn You Loose.
Yeah, Turn Me Loose.
Turn Me Loose, yeah.
There's a couple other ones.
That was a great anthem. That started out great. That and, what is it, Shooting Star? Do you remember the band Shooting Star?
Yeah, yeah.
They had that one. Now I have to look it up. Shooting Star. I have two of their albums. Not Bad Company.
Oh, Sanctify Yourself. That was the other one.
That was the other one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
But that's all. And that last album, the one with...
She's a
Don't
River.
Forget About Me.
She's a River. That's
The one with Don't You Forget About Me. Most of those songs sound pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Shooting Star that I'm thinking of.
April Wine.
No. Who did Fantasy?
Alda Nova.
Yes.
Yeah, the helicopter that lands.
I have that one too. But that is definitely that was a great album too. There's like two or three songs on that one. But that one that was you play that at the beginning of something.
And remember
going some places.
Remember the group Fastway?
Fastway, not off the top of my head. No. No, I don't, actually.
Fastway.
Find yourself some Fastway, baby.
I can't really play it because you can't.
Kinky. No, don't.
Remember,
play it.
Say what you will. Na, 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 na. You will. You've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Not at all.
No?
I might if it was sung by somebody who knew what they were doing. No, I'm just kidding. Because, you know, I have to be a bit of a jerk because why wouldn't I?
Yeah, you are kind of a bully.
I've been a bully, and I apologize. I only do it
kind of Bill's way or the highway. I know I'm not the only one that's ever said that.
Well, right. But, I mean, why wouldn't you want it to be my way?
Bill's way or the highway.
And if you were Alda Nova, would you be living in a fantasy?
Life would be a fantasy.
Great guitar work on this one. Just great guitar work. Who else joined us? Yeah, we're still waiting. This is just simple rock and roll.
All right, I gotta play this one. It's killing me. You ready? All right.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Yeah, start over. Oh, gosh, it's always something.
Why wouldn't it be?
No, I just can't do it. Hold on.
You breaking shit?
There we go. Can you hear it all?
Oh, yeah. It does sound.
Yeah, it's like their only album. Maybe they might have one other one.
Yeah, I remember that.
They played at Schoolcraft College back in the day. Yeah, I think they may have played at roller skating.
Could be.
God, there's all kinds of those. Remember Donny Iris? Leah?
I have that album.
There's all kinds of them.
This is the one that I'm thinking of. This is.
Oh, yeah. God, who is that? Oh, yeah.
Last Chance.
What a classic. That is such a good song.
They had two albums. This one, Shooting Star, was their first album with Last Chance and something else on it. And then the one that I really liked was, hang on. Well, I'm going to fade that out real quick because you got to hear
slide,
this.
Let me slide this one really, really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it?
No, you go. Here,
I'll go.
Yeah.
Tell me if it sounds lousy.
It will, but bring it.
All this technology, I gotta get it straight here.
It's like Battle of the Bands tonight.
Yeah.
I don't remember this one.
No. I like their, you know, the song, the name of the band meant nothing to me until I thought about it one day. I'm like, wait, April Wine.
Oh, that like, was April Wine?
Wine's never ready in April.
Which song was that? Was that Sign of the Gypsy Queen?
Sign of the Gypsy Queen, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I do remember that.
Yeah, this is. There's another one. Remember the group Sweet?
Oh yeah. Are you ready, Steve? Andy.
Yeah. No, that was. Wait.
All right, fellas, let's go. It's a ballroom.
Oh, it was them. Yeah.
It's a ballroom blitz.
Yeah.
No, this is the one I was looking for. This is the other album of theirs that I have, Shooting Star. And this could have, these guys were what, late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah.
It's just rock and roll. It's just driving forward, guitar, drums, thumping. Go. Just go hang on for your life tonight. So there you go. That was Shooting Star. Two albums, both great. For like, buy two albums. You can buy the vinyl for like $4 somewhere, both of them. And you get probably six good songs out of the whole two albums. But it's just fun. Just good fun. Go buy some records, man. Go to the local record store. Buy some vinyl. Get yourself something. Hang on for your life tonight. Just let it happen, baby.
Oh, Light Bright. You haven't been paying attention.
Light Bright joined us?
Yeah. Hola.
Dude, no way.
Y'all? Yeah, I remember Light Bright.
Not only hola. Hell yeah. Cowboy boots. I can't even speak. I forgot what English is like. And PBG9, that's where I'm going to stop with that.
Yeah.
PBG9, before I introduce you to both of our new guests here, Eric.
Berngeli.
I wanted to throw this your way.
At me, Johnny. My mother grabbed me once. Once.
You shouldn't grab me, Johnny. My mother grabbed me once. Once. So you've heard of PBG, which I want to just say PB&J because, I'm all about the old time.
I think it's Podbean Guest. Because if you don't have a call, like a name, I think it's Podbean Guest. It comes up with a number afterwards.
Well, that is so smart. So we now have this Podbean Guest thing. Which
we can
dig in. Thanks for swinging by, Podbean Guests, because our Podbean Guests are great friends of the show. They smell lovely. Part-time hang glider repairman, great taste of podcasts. Thanks for stopping by. And then, of course, there's Light Bright. Don't you mess with our Light Bright.
from Simply Texas, where it's Cowboy Beach.
No, Lightbright is Simply Adorable, good friend of the show, full of fun and silly, and just loves runny cheese. Huh. Also, great taste in podcasts, by the way.
So of course they do.
Trying to delete these as I use them. Anyway. You know what? Actually, I'm sorry, Lightbright, because I did that wrong. I was looking at the wrong run for Lightbright. Lightbright, of course, is a good friend of the show, smells lovely, has forgotten more than I know, enjoys long walks on the beach. That's Lightbright. I'm so sorry, I forgot that. I did that backwards. And I apologize, Lightbright. Thanks for stopping by.
Get this straight, or going to stop listening.
Well, I've already stopped listening, and it was you I was talking to. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Who's the host here tonight? Is this upstairs at Eric's?
I don't know. We gave up on that.
Am I walking here?
Yeah, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Come on.
I think our show's gotten better since we gave all that stuff up.
Right. Since we stopped trying.
Because it didn't mean anything anyways. We thought it did. It's like, okay, you're upstairs at Eric's, and you're where the hell is Bill?
Yeah. Exactly. Go ahead.
But I still want to dump another couple hundred thousand into our sound system. So we can get that straight. Yeah. We haven't spent that much.
Have we ever spent that much?
You know what? I think we wasted a couple hundred bucks on some microphones we don't even use.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, that was at the time when we were actually near each other. And it would have made sense.
That's true. We actually sit across from each other.
You know, and that was before the wonderful world of COVID.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, wait a minute.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you're pre-med.
What's the difference?
So, all right. That's enough of that. I was going to go out with something before you... I had something else I wanted to play for you because... Mm. 18... Let's see if I can get this. The funny thing about this this thing that I downloaded off the cassette tapes that I've had forever... these music things or the movie quotes. The funny thing about it is whatever the program is that I'm using is not very it's oversensitive for scrolling back and forth, and I was unable to put cuts in between. So I have 40 minutes straight of a variety of movie cuts. And it's just ridiculous. And it's like, I can't even, it's just crazy. But so I'm going to try and find this here because this should be something fun to finish on-ish. I mean, are we close? What are you thinking?
Yeah, we're right there.
3, 6, 18, here we go. And that's the Blues Brothers. Bow Wow, Shoobity Wow, and all that other fun stuff.
Bow Wow.
Not Bow Wow Wow, because I do wow, want wow. candy. I do want candy, but not tonight. Yes, dear.
Well, some of these original podcasts are still pulling up on YouTube where we had the picture of that post, you know. Remember we were in Detroit? Ah, never mind. It's too much.
I do remember.
Yeah, these were like the first like 10 podcasts we were trying to figure out what the hell we were doing.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Those keep showing up on. We should play a couple of those. Hold on a second. I don't even know what this is. Only 31 seconds, but I don't even know what this is.
This is us
just testing.
Well, where was the one that we pretended to do the Bitchin' Camaro?
Hold on.
Is that on YouTube?
Hold on. This is our 12th one. God, it's on Utah's.
If you could only get the things to sound right.
My name is Eric, and it's going to be upstairs at Eric's. And we're going to talk about a few things tonight.
Turn that crap off.
Oh, boy. What's going to happen? Yeah. Carpe is going to be probably...
Just turn it off. Although there is
that
this.
That was horrible. I wasn't quite a natural back then.
No.
That's what I was listening to. That was us doing like tests.
Like in a good way. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this promoter who knows this band who's playing a show at a place that saw Unguarded Moments interview another band at 31 Flavors last night. I guess they're pretty serious.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Simone.
What no problem whatsoever.
Bunch of dorks. Who brought those guys? Oh, my God. Don't do that to me.
What happened when you start doing shots?
Right. Huh. Yeah, well, then there's real music. So that's really what we're all about. It's talking about music, having some fun, being silly. I'd like some candy. You brought up Bow Wow Wow, and I just figured we're doing a crapshoot tonight, so I threw it in the background. But I like me some Uranium Clock better.
It was good seeing you, Light Bright. You haven't seen you in a little while. We'll be back on
Sunday.
Thanks
for stopping by, baby doll.
If the kids are in bed and you get a couple minutes.
Yeah. Happy to have you.
She's probably like, what the hell are these guys talking about now?
Everybody leaves us.
I know.
You know, but no, Sunday's going to be a show.
Looks like show up and then he leaves.
Seriously, Eric, that was a great pull for the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
No, I appreciate it. I thought you'd like him.
That's right. I needed that. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, check him out tomorrow or the weekend or whatever. Let me know what you think.
I'm definitely going to pull him up tomorrow and listen in the 3 hours of it. But no, I got some good stuff already set up for Sunday. I got two bands already picked. And I'll find their best songs. And, you know, one's like you've never heard of. And the other one you'll recognize. But it should be a pretty good pulse. We'll see.
Well, we want to help you find that music that takes you places. The songs that make you feel again. Make your mind open to creative thoughts. The things that make life worth living. Listen, enjoy, find something that touches you and moves you forward. Buy some music. Make the music. Be part of the fun. Join us on event. It was a damn peanut.
Quit eating peanuts.
Join us on Adventure into the Magical Musical Tour. It's another Unguarded Moment. Thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks for botching that up. Are you still there, Bill, or did you leave?
I'm still here.
Are you ghosting?
Whoops. That is not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. That happens.
Right.
You know, and that's the beauty of our show. We're full of mistakes.
We're proud of it. We're human.
I forgot to tell you. What? Don't cross the streams.
Why not?
Why? It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good-bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Igor.